4 o'clock, Michael Stone in for Mike Valeni. It's Friday. We do this every week during the 4 o'clock hour. A little Who Said It. All right, this is the game where David listens throughout all the shows throughout the week. He comes up with clips, and we have to decide who said it.
All right, you guys ready? Everybody locked in?
We're ready.
Everyone is eligible, by the way, this week.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Wow.
Including him. Yes. Start with this one. It was awful, but it was so good at the same time.
It was awful, but it was so good. Like, I feel like we're getting the Jeff Rieger ones. Stoney, you weren't here. David got upset with Rieger. And literally said sports, things, and we didn't get anything.
Is that the whole thing? Actually, could you read that back to me one more time?
It was awful, but it was so good at the same time.
All right, so there wasn't more.
Stoney, I'll let you go first.
Your dazzling
purple headphones.
Yes. So Doug was off all week, correct? So it couldn't have been him.
But he is eligible.
Yes. You said everyone. Mm-hmm. He is part of everyone.
I don't think I said it. I worked with Costa for, no, with John for 2 days. Because
you've worked with everybody this week.
I worked with everybody this week, yeah. I'll say Costa because that's the only thing I can think of.
I'm going to say Gator, and I have no idea why this is a dart at a dartboard because it seems like you just picked the most vague thing to quote. So I will say Scott the Gator Anderson.
Wow, then I'll go off the board, too, and I'll guess he's going to start with Heather and just try to throw us for a loop here.
You know, Kenny, I was thinking the same thing. I can't tell you why Gator, but I was just thinking Gator because that's David's favorite host.
If we get this, that's a miracle, by the way. Any of us, really.
Yeah. I'm going Gator. We're all locked in, David.
Who said it?
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
Okay.
So it was during Heather's news, and they were talking about the breakdancing during the Olympics.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she enjoyed the Australian breakdancer that's been so popular on social media.
Ray Gunn or whatever.
I got a kick out of her, too. I thought she was great.
Wait. So she said it was awful, but it was so good at the same time watching
the one that couldn't dance?
The one that couldn't dance.
Yeah, that one.
I'm wondering, how did you make it all the way to Paris?
Because she qualified the same way as the runners got there?
No, I'm not thinking she qualified. Evan, I'm thinking she probably saw somebody's plane ticket and said, oh, that's me, and just went. You know how, like, when you see the limos, when you get
the
out of the airport?
She's from
Australia. Evidently, the only thing that breaks in Australia are kangaroos.
That was awful.
It would have been better seeing a kangaroo break dance.
There was
her.
Nothing about that. Yeah. Was painful.
You didn't like this move where she's touching her toe? I thought it was awesome. I don't know.
Anybody that grew up in the 80s was so, but Heather, you insulted.
But Heather was accurate. It was awful, but it was good at the same time.
That is very true.
Yeah. I've watched it multiple times.
People of my generation look at the 80s and go, is this what you guys did? This was popular, huh?
Why did you have a cardboard box with you, Rico?
I wanted her canceled. This is not what we did, okay?
What do you expect from Australia? Their flag is like blue with the little Union Jack.
And they wear green and yellow.
Wear green and gold, yes.
It's weird. Ready for number two?
No.
Go ahead.
Always.
If he can unlock Caleb Williams, maybe he's there, Ben Johnson. That would be... Let me start over.
It would be something.
The way I wrote this down. Okay, hold on. If he can unlock Caleb Williams, maybe he's there, Ben Johnson. That would be the worry if you're a Lions fan. If he can be there, Ben Johnson, then the ceiling's the roof.
Ceiling's the roof. That would be something I would say, but I don't think I said it because they're talking about what? Shane Waldron, I believe, is the OC of the Bears. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have to jank myself because I know where that saying comes from, the show.
It's got to be Jansen.
The ceiling's the roof. I'll go last.
I know Cookies is big on the Bears. I'm gonna go Cookies. Not the thing. Yeah, he thinks that the Bears could be a problem. I'm gonna go Cookies.
I don't think he'd say the ceiling is the roof, though. That's something John would say.
I was going to say, I heard John a little bit there, too. The ceiling's the roof. That's a great line.
Go ahead, Evan. Go ahead, Evan.
So it's a quote from Michael Jordan. He said that, I forget where it was, maybe when they...
Halftime speech.
At North Carolina, right? And he said the ceiling's the roof. And so Carson Anderson have been on this from day one. And so since Doug wasn't here by process of elimination, I'm going to say Gator. But it could have been King, but I'm going to say Gator.
I thought for sure you were going to say him.
All right. You said
it could have been Kang. You were right there. You were close.
But I went with Gator.
I know, but you were close.
Number three. Don't hold it against your guests if they don't show up because you booked it during a really important time.
Don't hold it.
Okay, so somebody's talking about weddings during either holidays or football season. Something to that
effect. I would guess football season. I don't think holidays would play in right now.
I think I'm going to have to use the Jenkins rule here. I'm gonna
That's not the rule.
I'm going to apply the Evan Jenkins rule. I already have a drop of me saying it. You can just play it if you want.
It's either Jansen or Costa because they both are vehemently opposed to anything being planned during football season.
Right. One more time.
During a TV show.
Don't hold it against your guests if they don't show up because you booked it during a really important time.
I got to say, Cookies, he's so... indignant about it, and for a guy that didn't throw a wedding with guests,
to be that way. It's Costa.
I'm going to guess Costa.
I believe
I'll go Costa as well.
I believe this was actually on middays because I feel like I heard this while I was screening, and I feel like it may have been when Rieger was in. So I'm going to say Jeff.
Okay,
we're all locked in.
Yeah,
who said it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm Jim Costa. What's more important to some people, their wedding or a football game?
Yes, Boise State versus Oregon.
Dude, I honestly feel like it almost becomes a, who do you love more? Like, I just feel like the bride just does it just to piss off people. Like, okay, I'm going to hold this during the middle of the season.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think brides care what's happening on that day other than their wives.
They don't.
When it comes to the fall, you have to know, like...
The bride doesn't know.
Doesn't mean that they care.
It's not new, though, that football is in the fall.
It doesn't mean that they care.
It's not about that they don't know football's in the fall.
They don't care.
They don't care that football's in the fall.
Right, but then it's like, oh, well, they're going to show up for me, right?
And if they don't, who cares?
And that's how I see it.
And if they either went to Michigan or Michigan State that knows people, if they have the balls to actually have their wedding on that game... They should
then record it and go watch it after.
You all sound like Cookies.
Because guess what? They're going to play it again next year. And you want to know something else, Tony? They're going to play it the year after. And you want to know what else? When you get home, there's going to be highlights. And then you know what else?
Heaven. And you know what? Chances are, that wedding, they're going to get divorced. Anyway.
Oh, no. See,
Here, I'm not allowing that. One more. Chances are, Michigan State's going to lose that game, so I'll help you out.
Okay, I'm just saying. They're going to get divorced.
No.
And you don't get your gift back, and you don't get your time back.
No.
Yeah. Well, all right. Same next. With the gas you put in your car. You're not getting it back.
This went from Who Said It to Deal Breakers very quickly.
I didn't know Evan was so pro weddings in the fall.
You cannot say that they're going to end up in a divorce, though. No,
David, it's 50%.
I'm reading the next one.
We can put
one.
Going.
I only know one divorced person, so it's under really for me.
Yeah. Reading the next one.
I know some that got divorced in less than a year. Go ahead.
I really can't say
they
something.
They probably had a summer wedding.
I'm just going to read now. But I love this idea by Major League Baseball. I absolutely love it. Make starters go six.
So that had to happen today.
Yeah.
So that's Rieger.
Rieger.
Think so?
Yeah, I think it is Rieger. Because he's been on this from day one. He hates the fact that nobody does perfect game, complete games.
It's like a Stoney thing.
I'll join the cult. Rieger.
So we're all locked in. Mm-hmm. And you think it happened today?
Oh, maybe it was Costa yesterday. But we're sticking with it, man. We locked in.
Who said it? It was Jeff, but it happened last night at 8 o'clock.
Doesn't matter.
I was trying to trick you up, but that didn't work, or they brought it up again. What a shot.
There's no bonus points for when it was said. We just who said it.
Yeah. All right, last one here.
Mark Ryan.
That's good. Like, I think the North is going to be like the 1-1A toughest division in football.
Who would say 1-A? I'm going to say John.
I'm going to say Mike. Wasn't Mike all over that?
Yeah, I had the same thought.
It's going to be the toughest division.
We definitely had that conversation on this show.
And if you watch Hard Knocks, those Bears, they're going to be feisty.
Yeah, I think I did hear Mike say that.
I don't know why you would have said 1A.
I don't know if I have to Evan myself, yeah. But...
say the
I'm
rule.
Sorry, what is it, the rule? What is the
Evan
rule?
Evan myself. But then again, I hate fall weddings, so...
Rico, would you have, would you have said 1A, Rico? Or is that not the in your vernacular?
That's not.
Okay, so Mike, yeah.
That's so beneath me.
Who said it? That's enough. We've heard enough of that guy.
Yeah, enough.
Yeah, he's on.
I've heard enough of him this week.
Woo, that is Who Said It.